Have you ever noticed that whether you're in a cafe or sometimes a restaurant, you can tell who the owner is? Even in a dealership, often you can tell who the boss is. How is that? How can you tell? Well, I think there's a few reasons. One is how the people hold themselves, how they walk, but it's often how much they care. You know, the courtesy, the customer service they give you, the extra mile that they'll go to, how friendly they are. I had an experience just recently in the Apple store. I wanted this little adapter. I spent the weekend in Sydney. I was flying interstate and I have this already, but it was at home. And I explained to the gentleman that I might need this. And he actually said to me, he said, "Oh, we have a money back guarantee. I think it was 14 or 21 days. He said, if you want to buy it and return it, you can do that. Now, is that thinking like an owner? Of course not. I couldn't believe my eyes, especially in such a store. But it's things like, you know, from picking rubbish up when you see it in your workplace. It's how you talk to your customers. You know, how precious, if you're in sales, how precious are the leads? If you were the owner, how would you look after them? Would you look after them differently to what you do now? The way you talk to your peers and the help that you give or don't give them, the way that you ask for help. There's so many different variables to this. But my message today is think like an owner, not like this guy. Because when you think like an owner, not only do you get the results, but people notice. And I guarantee if you think and especially act like an owner, then you'll go far. That's my message. See you soon.